1111 check.
Sai, would you go here?
Of course I will.
1, 2, check. So,
hi. Say.
Can you?
Say. 4:30, Arturia. I've got your push. 3, thanks.
So can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Okay, so Sai, and what's your name again?
Andert. Andert. A-N-D-A-R-T.
Andert.
Genau. Yeah.
Genau. Andert Genau.
Okay.
Nice sound on the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Das ist Musik, ne?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
We are here on the Super Booth 2026. You're listening to Super Radio and we are happy and honored to have friends from London and from
Amsterdam,
from Netherlands.
You know.
Sai Medways. Hello. Is it correct?
It is. Sai Medway Smith.
Sai Medway Smith. Oh, what a nice name.
Thanks, bro.
And Andert.
Yeah, my last name is it's a difficult one. It's T-Y-S-M-A. So you would pronounce it in Dutch, you would pronounce Tysma, but in English it's usually Tysma.
Okay, so Andert and Sai. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, what are you doing here at the Super Booth? I know, Sai, you're a musician, and Annette, you're a musician too.
As well.
Yesterday we talked very shortly, and you were preparing a live set or something
right.
Like that. You're going to a rehearsal. You missed Mono Lake for your rehearsal.
Because we're professionals.
we're
what you said yesterday. we're playing live twice. Once today at 4:30 at the Arturia booth. We're going to play our project, which is called Forestry Commission. And then we're playing again tomorrow night at 5 at the Berlin Modular Society. And the venue, what's the venue called?
Klunkerkranich.
Klunkerkranich. It's a very well-known location or a venue in Berlin. It's on the roof of a park deck.
Okay.
So,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
You've been there before?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, yeah.
Mino.
So, so you will play, I guess, some kind of a modular synthesizer set? Or what's your set?
So our project, Forestry Commission, is, I guess, the best word to describe it would be ambient, but it's not beatless all the time. We have quite a few down-tempo tracks, atmospheric, bit naughty distortion in places. My background is the studio, so I'm basically trying to replicate what I do in the studio on productions live. And we made an album a year ago.
Okay, what is it called and where is
it? Forestry Commission 1, which is coming out this summer. We just released a track on Monday on a label called Shits.
Okay.
So you can find that now. Shits Volume 4. The rest of the album, you'll have to wait a few months. We're going to cut that. I'm actually going to cut it. I bought a cutting lathe and I've been teaching myself for a year. Now I'm ready. So that's coming.
Okay. So, but where do you meet each other?
So we met at ADE three episodes ago. Oh. And there's this community called Studio Stecker, right?
Yeah.
And he had a party at ADE.
Yeah, Pito.
Pito, exactly. Yeah. Shout out to Pito.
Sorry to ask, what is ADE?
Amsterdam Dance Event. And it's this annual, very big electronic dance festival since about 20 years now in Amsterdam. like DJs, electronic musicians, producers from an industry from all over the world come there. We met there, and I don't know, it was just directly a very nice connection. We connected very well, and we shared some music from ourselves, and we started making music and sending it around online. And then we met a couple of times, either in Amsterdam or in Brussels, in the studio to record the things we made. And after 12 months, we had an album.
Oh. Yeah. So it's interesting. So you were kind of strangers to each other,
yeah.
And what do you? What's interested you, or what is the point on the music Sai made that is interesting for you? So
I don't know. I'm not sure if it was so much about the music for me personally initially to that draw my attention. It was more like the personal connection that I felt with him that also made me curious about music, and that was for me, and I think for Sai the same thing. The reason that it went very very easy and very smooth, and it was also, and then music is just a language and how to connect with each other, you know. So that's basically the project.
Yeah, the album is us getting to know each other, not only musically, but as people.
Yeah.
So the question was because maybe it's much more easier to find someone in Netherlands to produce to, so it's not the easiest way to find someone in another country and send files.
That's true.
But when you look for someone, you can never find them, right? And we didn't look for each other.
You have to grab the chance and catch it. So. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Superboost. You both been here before, I guess.
Yeah.
So we talked yesterday about someone yesterday said it's some kind of gear porn, and we talked about maybe the market is the saturation of the market. Do you buy any gear right now time?
We've actually been talking about this. Because I'm a studio person, I think in a slightly different way to a lot of the people here. I buy tools to do a particular job. So I know what I want, I know what I like, and I built my system all from ALM Busy Circuits. So anything else that comes along, like the millions of things you can see here, don't grab me so easily unless they are like epically good, like Verbos, for example. That grabs me because it's epic. But no, I'm looking at things every single day, so there's no surprises for me in particular.
But now, as a live musician, there's a change in your setup, I guess.
There is, yeah.
So
modular and Ableton Push 3. There it is. Stop. Done.
Okay. And you... when is enough?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't have the answer to that question. I think a lot of people here walking around don't have the answer to that question. But I don't know. I'm fairly new to this whole scene of synthesizers and modular synthesizers. Like, for me, it's a thing since 2 or 3 years.
What was the setup before, or what was your production workflow?
Well, there was no production workflow. It's like me producing music is a fairly new thing since 5 years, I would say, and I started with.
So you're a newcomer.
I'm late to the party, I would say. But I'm used to. I'm a bass player and piano player, so I started with that, and that was a bit of my reference, also acoustic instruments, and I used that mostly, and then I experimented with that with Ableton a lot, and that made me through synthesizers, and I saw this whole modular Eurorack thing, and it really opened a lot for me, and also to see. To see what the possibilities are, and especially the depth that you can reach with synthesis, which is fantastic, which is beautiful, and still is very inspiring. At the same time, difficult to contain it and not be overwhelmed by all the possibilities and all the new modules that come out all of the time. So I think what Sai does is really good is to keep it with certain things and use that as your instrument.
But there's another part to it. The reason why I do that as well is because I'm really good friends with Matthew from ALM Busy Circuits. So we are friends, and I'm in there all the time, and he's always making something new. Like, what's that? And then I will absorb myself in what's coming and allow the space in my head to open up to receive a new device.
So, okay, so my question to Anand, is there also some kind of analog music in your actual projects? Some kind of bass playing or a piano playing? Or is it like a background where you can grab and you can work with?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. Do you mean you do?
Ich kann die Frage auf Deutsch nochmal stellen.
Ja,
spielt deine klassische Musikausbildung oder diese Bass-Playing und Piano, spielt es noch eine Rolle in deiner aktuellen Musikproduktion, oder ist es eher wie ein Background, aus dem du schöpfst, oder wie eine Quelle, aus der du schöpfst?
Shall I respond in English?
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think the knowledge about synthesis is just an addition to the whole thing. But I just finished an album, what will be released under my name in the fall this year, and that's mostly based on acoustic elements. That's the basis, and the piano is like the key part of composing. Yeah. Also with our project Forestry Commission, I usually start with some piano stuff. Yeah, for me the modular is not like everything, it's more an addition to the whole range of possibilities.
In your way, side, do you have some classical music knowledge, or do you have an instrument learned as a child?
Only from self-teaching.
Yeah,
I play bits of a few instruments, not very well.
So my thought were maybe it's like big advantage to have the classical knowledge. You know, Alexander Spree also is a classical learned musician, and later going through the electronic music stuff. So maybe it's
interesting. But in the case of Sai, he's saying a very short answer, but he has a huge. He's a mixer, and he's been a mixer for a very long time. So all that knowledge of analog things is also influencing his whole production process in making music with synthesizers. Yeah,
I can recognize the spaces that are left for things to go in, and maybe spaces that don't need things in that can be left alone to sing out on their own.
So you guys, you have you will leave us now. You have scheduled.
We have our show at Arturia booth in an hour.
An hour or so, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So we got to set up, check your works, get the hotspot working, because we're using Link.
Okay, so
there's no internet here.
So thank you guys for the interview.
Thank
and
you.
Sorry for my English.
It's brilliant.
It's really inspiring.
Listen, man, it's a pleasure. For those who can't see us, we're shaking hands.
And I'm shaken. And I guess, or I would, I would like to hear a track. And
We can send it to you.
Yeah, we can. It's on. We can send it.
Yep.
It's on Bandcamp as well. Since there's no internet,
it'll be hard.
Yeah, it's hard to find, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, we say goodbye, and we are listening now to this to a song from your new project. Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks
for
having us.
Ciao.
Bye.
So, I have internet, so we can.
Ah, great.
I will now record the song. So
amazing.
What's the name?
Hugo
S-H-S-H-C-H.
Indeed. Yeah. Let me get my other pair of glasses on. All right, here we go. Thank you.